We got an engagement after service. Amen.
Amen.
So we were happy for all these programs.
That's
showing the growing up of our children.
Amen.
Amen. So I believe that will work out fine.
I
would like to read with you from Acts and chapter 11.
Mabasa, Apostola, chapter 11.
I'd like to read the first five verses. Amen. And then I'll also read verse 18 and 21. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
Zvino apostora nehama vaiva paJudha vakanzwa kuti vahedheni vagamuchiravo shoko raMwari.
And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him.
Zvino Petro vakati akwira Jerusalem vatendi vokudzingisa vakaita nharo naye.
Saying, thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them.
Vachiti wakapinda iwe kuvarume vasina kudzingiswa ukadya navo.
But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying,
zvino Petro akatanga kuvarondedzera zvose zvichitevedzana achiti,
it was in the city of Joppa. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me.
Ndakanga ndiri muguta reJoppa ndichinyengetera, ndakabatwa nemweya ndikaona chiratidzo chimwe chinhu chakaburuka chinenge mucheka mukuru unoburuswa kudenga, wakasungwa miromo mina, chakasvika kwandiri.
I didn't have to read the rest of the report because you all know it.
Atingaverenge zvese zvakazotaurwa kuzasuku nokuti mose munozviziva.
How Peter preached to the Gentiles.
Peter akaparidzira sei kumarudzi ekunze.
In the house of Cornelius.
Muimba yaCornelio.
And the way the angel came over to Cornelius.
Uye kamuyiro kakaita mutumwa kuna Cornelius.
And how the man came up to Peter.
Uye kuti murume uyu akasvika kuna Peter sei.
And then the man took Peter up to Cornelius' house.
Murume uyu akatora Petro akaenda naye kuimba
yaCornelio. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake.
Bhaibheri rinoti Peter achiri pakati pekutaura.
The Holy Ghost came upon all them that were in the house.
Mweya mutsvene wakaburukira pamusoro pevose vakanga vari mumba imomo.
And the Gentiles received the Holy Ghost.
Vanhu vemarudzi ekunze vakagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
And then Peter said, what will stop us from having these ones baptized in water?
Ndiye Peter akati ndiye chichatimisa kuti ava vasabhabhatidzwa mumvura.
Seeing they have also received the Holy Ghost the same way we did.
Tichiona kuti vagamuchira mweya mutsvene nenzira yatakaita nayo isusu.
Amen.
Amen.
Gentiles got it a lot different from the Jews and from the Samaritans.
Maedeni kana marudzi ekunza anozvibata zvakati siyanei nemabatirwa zvitwa nemaJudha kana maSamaria.
They don't need any laying on of hands.
Marudzi ekunza havadi kuturikwa maoko.
Amen.
Amen.
But the faith is superior.
Kutenda kwavo ndekwemhando yepamusoroso.
Amen.
Amen.
And God worked out something for them.
Mwari vakavaitira chimwe chinhu.
Verse 18.
Ndima 18.
When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Zvino vakati vachinzwa izvozvo vakanyarara vakakudza Mwari vachiti zviro kwazvo Mwari wakapa vahedhenivo kutendeuka kwoupenyu.
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord.
Zvino avo vakaparidzirwa nokutambudzika kwokumuka pamusoro paStefano vakaenda kusvikira verse 21. Ruoko rwaShe rukava navo vazhinji vakatenda vakatendeukira kunaShe.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Vawedzere
maropafadzo kuri kushoko ravo tigarei zvedu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
As we start the year, we want to go through some of the little issues that we don't normally talk about.
korere chitanga kudai tida kupindana netuko tunyaya tudiki tuatisinga wanzo taura nezvatko.
As the year will be progressing.
Korere chifambira zvarumberi richienda.
Amen.
Amen.
But we are talking about reconciliation among brethren.
Tukutaura pamusoro pekudzoreredzana pakati pehama.
Amen.
Amen.
And this scripture we read
gwaro rataverenga
shows that the devil has no respect of persons.
Roradza kuti Satan haremekedze munhu.
Whether you are an apostle,
ungava maapostora,
whether you are a disciple or whoever,
ungava mudzidzi kana ani zvake,
the devil has no respect of persons.
Satan haana munhu anoremekedza.
He wants to make sure you fight.
Anda kuva nechokwadi kuti akurwisa.
He wants to make sure that there's problems.
Ada kuva nechokwadi chekuti waita wava nematambudziko.
The devil does not rejoice when he sees people rejoicing.
Satan haafari kana achiona vanhu vachifara.
He will try to wedge himself between the brothers.
Anoedza kuzvipinza pakati pehama.
And so that the brothers will end up fighting.
Kuitira kuti hama dzigopesera dzaakurwisana.
He can throw in soil into the eyes of people.
Anodira mavhu mumeso evanhu maziso evanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
And people will get to think, is this one, is this one?
Vanhu votanga kufunga kuti ndeuyu, ndeuyu.
And people get to fight.
Vanhu vototanga kurwa ipapo.
And lots of misunderstandings and agreements. Disagreements go on.
Paita kusanzwisisana nekusawirirana.
Amen.
Amen.
So we also want to realize that we've got an enemy.
Saka toda kucherechedzawo futi kuti isusu tine muvengi.
That enemy is Satan.
Muvengi iye ndi Satan.
That enemy does not sleep.
Muvengi wedu havati.
He is on overdrive.
Anogara ari kushanda nguva dzose.
He wants to make sure some two people or more are fighting or they are not understanding one with another.
Ada kuwane chokwadi kuti pane vamwe vanhu vatadza kuwirirana vari kungorwisana nguva dzose.
That's his job.
Ndo basa rake iro.
If he doesn't do that,
akasadaro,
then he is not working.
Anenge asashande manje.
Amen.
Amen.
So the story we read this morning,
saka nyaya yataverenga mangwana nano,
it's right in Jerusalem at the beginning of the church.
Yakatoitika muJerusalema pakatangira church.
Amen.
Amen.
And you all know that among the Jews, they had the system of circumcision.
Mose munoziva kuti pakati pemaJudha vaiva netsika yekudzingiswa.
And at one time,
zvino pane imwe nguva,
the apostles actually wanted the Gentiles also to be circumcised.
Vapostoro vaida kuti marudzi ekunze vadzingiswewo.
Remember there was a council in Jerusalem in chapter 12.
Rangarai pakaita musangano kuJerusalem chapter 12.
Where they ended up agreeing in this way.
Pavakapedzisira vakuwirirana kuti zvakadai so.
Amen.
Amen.
But God was not in that kind of agreement.
Asi Mwari vanga vasiri mukuwirirana ikoko.
Because these are now Gentiles.
Nekuti aya ava marudzi ekunze asiri maJudha.
And what they do is different from what the Jews do.
Zvinoitwa nemarudzi ekunze zvakatisiya nei nezvinoitwa nemaJudha.
God calls the Jews as a nation.
Mwari vanodana maJudha sedzinza rudzi rose.
But he calls the Gentiles as individuals.
Asi kumarudzi ekunze vanodana dunga munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
And we also know that this time, from the time Jesus revealed himself to the Gentiles and called Paul to be their apostle.
Ndozvaka kuti kwanguva ino kubva Jesu paaka zvaro kumarudzi ekunze achidana Paulo kumarudzi ekunze.
He gave his back to the Jews.
Akafuratira maJudha.
And blinded their eyes in part.
Ndobva vapofomadza muchidimbo.
But opened up the eyes of the Gentiles.
Ndobva azarura meso emarudzi ekunze.
And he called Paul to be a messenger to the Gentiles.
Ndobva adana Paulo kuti ave mutumwa kumarudzi ekunze.
To carry the message over to the Gentile people.
Maridzo kuenda kumarudzi ekunze.
So the way God was dealing with the Gentiles is different from the way he deals with the Jews.
Mashandiro aitwa na Mwari nemahedheni akasiyana nemashandiro avaita nemaJudha.
Just like what we saw.
Sei zvataona apa.
Amen.
Amen.
That without laying on of hands,
pasina kana kutomboturikwa kwamaoko,
the Gentiles received the Holy Ghost.
Marudzi ekunze vanhu vacho vaigamuchira Mweya Mutsvene.
But chapter 8 of the book of Acts,
Mabasa Apostola chapter 8,
Peter was called up to Samaria.
Peter akadanwa kuSamaria.
And he preached the gospel right there.
Aparidza vhangeri ikoko.
And after he preached, he laid his hands upon the Samaritans.
Apedza kuparidza akazotanga kuturika maoko ake pamusoro peSamaria.
And the Samaritans received the Holy Ghost.
VeSamaria vakagamuchirawo Mweya Mutsvene.
See the difference?
Muri kuona musiyano here?
The Gentile has it without laying on of hands.
Marudzi ekunze vanongozvikatikira vasina kuturikwa maoko.
And we want to believe that even now.
Ndoda kutenda kuti kunyange nazvino.
Amen.
Amen.
When the Gentile is sick in church.
Wemarudzi ekunze kana achirwara ari muchechi
and has got any special need,
aine kana chimwe chinhu chakatsaurwa chaanoda,
you don't have to wait for the preacher to call you up so that they lay hands upon you.
Haufanhi kuzomirira muparidzi apedza kuti varoda kuya kuota kunamatira vakunamatire.
While Peter yet spake.
Peter achirutotaura.
Amen.
Amen.
Something happened.
Pane chinobva chatoitika.
We also believe
totenda kuti
that while the preacher is preaching,
muparidzi achitoparidza,
while the service is going on,
service ichifambira mberi,
you can receive your healing.
Unogona kugamuchira kupodzwa kwako.
You can get your need.
Unogona kutowana chauri kutsvaka.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need much. We don't need a lot of things that are special for that.
Hatidi zvinhu zvakawanda zvakatsaurwa kupanyaya yacho iyo.
Until when Jesus was still walking here on this earth,
kusvikira Jesu paanga achifamba pano panyika,
he saw the faith of the Gentiles.
Akaona kutenda kwemarudzi.
And he was desiring for a fast forward.
Akashuvira kuti nguva imhanye.
So that he can be with the Gentiles because he enjoyed that so much.
Kuti agowana marudzi ekunze nokuti aizvifarira zvakanyanyisa.
You remember the centurion?
Munorangarira mukuru wezana.
Amen.
Amen.
And there was Jairus right there.
Papa ina Jairus ipapa.
Who said, "Come to my house and lay your hands upon my dead child."
Uyai kumba kwangu muturike maoko enyu pamwana wangu.
Because Jairus was a Jew.
Ndiri Jairus anga ari muJuda.
But when he saw that happening,
asi akaona zvichiitika.
The centurion stood aside and said, "Hey, me.
Muru wezana akamira pasi parutira
kacho. Me, I'm a man of authority.
Ini ndiri murume ane kutonga."
Amen.
Amen.
Because he has got a 100 soldiers under him.
Ndiri ane mauto ane zana ari pasi pake.
And he says, "I tell one to go and he goes.
Andikati uyo enda anoenda.
I tell the other one come and he comes. Kuti
mumwe huya anouya.
That's my authority.
Ndo kutonga kwangu simba.
But the authority that I'm seeing here,
asi simba randiri kuona pane
uyu, is much more than mine.
Rakapfuurira kwazvo rangu.
Because my authority is with people.
Nekuti simba rangu rinotonga vanhu.
But his authority is on spirits.
Asi simba reuyu rinotonga madhimoni.
Even spirits have got to obey.
Kunyange mweya isvina inotomuteerera.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he says, "Lord,
Katishe,
I'm not worthy that you have to come under the roof of my house." Amen.
Amen.
Speak the word right here. And I know that my servant will be
made whole.
He recognized authority.
And
he knew that it can happen. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus said, "Never in Israel have I seen such faith." And then later on,
gare.
One of the servants came up. He says, "Don't bother the master again." He says, "Why?" He says, "The servant is healed." He says, "What time was that?" 11th hour.
Says,
that's the time when I told him to speak the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many Gentiles do we have today who can express that kind of faith? Amen.
Amen.
That it can happen.
Kuti zvinokwanisika kuti
you believe it in such a way.
Unozvitenda nenzira yekuti
you don't even need a man to come over.
Hautoboda kuti munhu auye kuno
and pray for you.
Okunamatira.
Once you raise your faith,
ukangosimudzira
kutenda kwako, wherever you are,
pauri ipapo,
you are fine.
Unotobva wagadziriswa nyaya yacho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, Sister Chivaura expressed that faith the other day.
Sister Chivaura vakaratidza kutenda ikoko imwe
zuva. She said she was so sick right there.
Hanzi vairwara kwazvo vakagara pavara.
She just didn't know what to do.
Vaishaya zvekutoita.
And she says, "Lord, I'm not coming out of here.
Ishe, handisi kubuda mumuchechi muno.
Until you heal me."
Kusvika mandipodza.
We never went to lay hands upon her.
Hatina kumboburuka kuno vaturika
maoko. But she says, when she walked out of church,
hanzi pavakabuda muchechi,
she was all fine.
Vanga vatopodzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And she says, from that time up to now, she's still fine. Hey, such faith. That is what we're looking for among these Gentiles. Is it possible? Yes. It is possible. Our God can do that. Praise be the name of the Lord. So, the problem that was here among the Jews and the Gentiles. The Jews thought, if Gentiles could also do and go through the same process like we do, then they can have salvation.
MaJuda vaifunga kuti marudzi ekunza akaita matano esa tinopfuurana nawo ndokuti vaone ruponeso.
They were looking at works,
vaitarisa pamabasa,
not the power of faith.
Kwete simba rekutenda iyo.
You know, the prophet in the message unveiling of God,
profita mumaridzi inonzi kupetenerwa kwaMwari,
when he was talking about the veil open,
pavanga vakutaura pamusoro pechidzitiro chichivhurika,
and that all are now free to walk in,
hanzi kuti vese vasununguka kupinda mukati,
and to behold the all that the furniture that is inside there.
Kutotarisa zvose zvimafurniture ari mukatimo.
The mercy seat.
Chigaro
chechitsitsi. The golden pot.
Poto yegoridhe.
And everything in there.
Nezvose zviri mukatimo.
Amen.
Amen.
That anybody, not just a priest once a year.
Munhu upi zvake kwete mupurisita kamwe chete pagore.
Amen.
Amen.
Says the Jews were so shocked.
And majudha vakashamisika kwazvo.
That so it is possible.
Kuti zvinotokwanisika.
That a man like the one that was up on the cross hanging
can
even receive salvation. Right? Just like that. They were surprised. But they didn't realize there's a change in the testament.
Pane kusanduka kwetestament.
The testator had just died.
Uyo ari pupurira anga achangobva mukufa.
And everything that he had said as promises can now be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? The prophet said, how long does it take after you ask for forgiveness of your sins and you receiving the forgiveness of your sins? How many years does it take? How many days does it take? He says, that very minute. That very minute. What is he looking at? That man on the cross. When he says, when you get, I would like you to remember me. When you get to paradise. Amen.
Amen.
The man was a sinner.
Everybody
knew that he was a sinner.
And
that's why he was crucified up on Calvary. Because he was a sinner. But when he ask for forgiveness. Lord, remember me. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says,
prophet or not,
that very day.
Amen.
Amen. That very minute. When he also died. They met in paradise. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't have to carry a whole big cross and try to have like the Catholic do, you know, trying to put a lot of pain around you so that God can forgive you. The moment you ask for forgiveness, he does that for you. Amen. So there was a division among the Jews about the issue of the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
Because some of the Jews said they must be circumcised. But the other says pointless. Amen.
Amen.
So it was a great dissension between the two. And there was another council called to discuss that issue. Amen.
Amen.
And I would say there was a meeting for reconciliation. Amen. So that they can all see the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
And this is when Peter stood up. And he started giving them what happened when he saw the great white sheet coming down and the voice saying, kill and eat. And him as a Jew, he says, I can see some unclean animals there. I don't eat. Amen. And he was told, who are you? Who can say unclean that which God has created? You see?
Amen.
So God was changing his mind. He was changing his way of looking at things. And the interpretation was very clear. There was a coming in of the Gentiles into the kingdom also. Amen.
Amen.
So when Peter finished talking about his own experience, everybody was in one mind. That's reconciliation. Amen. So, misunderstandings, they are not only found among young believers, but even older believers. Even if you've been around 30, 40 years. Amen.
Amen.
Because we've got an enemy. He wants to make sure you don't see the same. Is that right?
Amen.
But we have a maker. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ishe Jesu Christ.
Who is able to reconcile us. Amen. Amen. So that you can see correct. May the Lord help us. We need that so much. I want to start over reading a quote. Amen. Show us the Father. And it will satisfy us. Paragraph 67.
Paragraph 67.
Amen.
Amen.
Now look. When man was made in the image of God, he did not fall because he was in the image of God. When he was made in the image of man, he fell. When he was made in the image of beasts or out of the dust of the earth, that's when he fell. Amen. Because his image was not right. The devil was able to attack at any time. Amen.
Amen.
Then in order to be, the only way that God could do, if Christ was an individual man different from God, then God was not just. It wouldn't be right for me to send my son to pay a penalty of some penalty output on somebody else. If I said, whosoever looks at that will die. And then first thing, you know, Brother Biller, they would look at it and said, Brother Wood, you take his place. I wouldn't be just if I said, Billy Paul, come down here and take his place. I wouldn't be just if I say to my wife, take his place. I still wouldn't be just. Amen.
Amen.
And God is sovereign and just. And the only just way I could reconcile that man would be me take his place myself.
He
says, that's right. And God came down as a man, was made in the image of God. Then God came down in the image of a man in Christ Jesus and dwelt in that tabernacle of flesh and took the sinner's place and died the death and paid the penalty, redeeming us from sin. Says hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God was in his son reconciling the world to himself. Says, do you believe that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet is giving us a picture that if God and Jesus Christ were two different individuals, it was going to be unfair for Christ to come and die for the sins of the people if these two were different. But when Adam fell, he was representing the whole human race. Amen.
Amen.
And he separated himself in his relationship with Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Not with another man. So humanity and God were separated by sin. And there was a chasm between the two. But God would have wanted the two to be together. As it was in Eden. That in the cool of the evening time, God will come into Eden. And he will have fellowship with Adam and Eve. Amen.
Amen.
And Adam will give some testimony of what has been happening in the day. The spoken word being shown in the garden. And he will say, you know what, Father? That mountain over there. You remember yesterday when you came? It was not there, it was this side. But you see, I noticed that the sun was setting a bit too early. I wanted to enjoy sunset. So I had to tell this mountain to move. And the mountain is now here. And God will be saying, yes, I told you. The spoken word works. There's power in the spoken word. Amen.
Amen.
And maybe the other day, Adam could say, you know what, Father? You see this river? It used to be going round that hill and down this other side. But you see, whenever we come here to rest with Eve, there was a lot of noise coming from this side, so I didn't like it. So I had to tell that river to change its course. So now you see it's going this other side. The Father says, amen.
Yes,
that's it. The word you gave me is powerful. It was testimony time. Do we have testimony time? Do we talk about what God is doing? Yes, we got to do that. When God does something good to you, don't keep quiet. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about it. Somebody is going to benefit from that particular testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, this is what was happening in Eden. But because of sin, Adam tried to speak. Nothing happened. He tried to sing, only believe all things are possible. And nothing became possible.
Amen.
Because he was sinful. Sin came in the garden. He could have shouted, he could have screamed for something to happen. It never happened because sin came in the garden. So there was a chasm between God and man. For years, for centuries, there was a chasm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God desired that there must be a reconciliation between God and man so that the chasm has got to be closed. Men have got to act again like what he used to do in the garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why he came. And he took the form of a man. Not a second person. The same one who was in
Eden
with Adam and Eve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Took the form of a man and was born among men. So that the Old Testament requirement
Testament
of a kinsman redeemer might be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your kinsman is not somebody who is far away from you in relationship.
Is
somebody who is related to you. Amen. So humankind needed a kinsman who would come and redeem him from his fallen state. Because Adam himself could not redeem himself because he was as a sinful man. But God in his plan, he came down himself. Amen. The same Father became a son. Born among men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And was given an earthly name. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the only name that man could use. That you can be healed. That you can be saved. It is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, we are not saying the name of
Jesus.
We are saying the name of Jesus Christ. Are you getting that clear? Amen.
Amen.
Because our Pentecostal brothers and them that's filling up the stadium, you hear them talking about the name of Jesus. Which Jesus? If you go to Brazil today, so many people call Jesus. Did you know? There are so many also people that's called John the Baptist. Right there. Amen.
Amen.
But their name will not qualify them to be the John the Baptist in the Bible. So, we in the message, we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't talk about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, you don't understand why they are saying, in the name of Jesus. And they put a lot of emphasis on Jesus. They don't want to talk about the Christ. So there are so many Jesuses, but there is only one who is the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
One that is anointed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that is the one we worship. That's the one that came from spirit to flesh. And this is what happened in the beginning of the Testament. The description about the seed of the woman. The fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. Amen.
Amen.
Of the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. So, theologians could not understand how a woman can have a seed. Amen.
Amen.
But it happened.
Amen.
Amen. When God created that seed in her. And a child was born. Amen.
Amen.
This was a God man. God became flesh. So that he might be our kinsman. He was born the way we are born. Is that right?
Amen.
Drinking milk the way we did. Growing up the way we grew. Is that right?
Amen.
And speaking human language. And dressing like a man. So that he can be our kinsman. He became our brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the scripture might be fulfilled. He was of a higher life than us. The message perfection. Brother Branham said, man could not die for another. Because we are on the same level. Is that right? And a lamb, its life could not save you. Is that right? Because the life of a lamb is lower than the life of a man. Is that right? So there was no way that life could save us. But God had a different plan. Hallelujah. That he became a man. He was a higher life than us. Therefore he was able to redeem us. He shed his own blood. Because there's life in the blood. His life was higher than our life. Therefore he was able to redeem us. He was able to buy us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And pull us away from the distance we had gone far away from God. And he brought us nigh. Not only a proximity. But that we might be sons and daughters of God. So that we won't be strangers again. We will be called his children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And partakers of the inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we come, we're not coming as beggars. No. We're not coming to knock and say, can I come in? You are a son. And you belong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are a son, it means you can have everything. Every promise that he has made belongs to you. Is that right?
Amen.
We were far away from the commonwealth of God. But God brought us nigh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that we be part of the house. And the prophets and apostles are the foundation thereof. Jesus Christ being the cornerstone. No more foreigner. No more stranger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we come in to be partakers. Is that true?
Amen.
So we are right here. He reconciled us. Amen.
Amen.
We were sinners.
Tanga tiri vatadzi.
Fit for hell.
Taka fanira gehena.
But because of his blood.
Sine kuda kweropa rako.
He reconciled us.
Vakatidzoreredza kwavari.
So that we can have a relationship.
Tigovane ukama.
With Almighty God.
Namwari samasimba.
And here we are today.
Tiri pano nhasi.
Partakers.
Tiri vadyi.
Of the commonwealth of God.
Upfumi wa Mwari.
What he was doing.
Zvaiita iko.
We're able to do also.
Tinokwanisa kuzviita futi.
Because you are a son.
Nekuti uri mwana komana.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, greater works than this shall you do.
Because
I go to the Father. To do what? He was crucified. He died and he was buried. But on the third day he rose again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he had to come back again. Not in the form of a man, but in the form of a spirit. The same Holy Ghost came back again to the church. And on the day of
Pentecost,
he divided himself 120 flames of fire upon all the believers who were there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They became tabernacles of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So from that time on, Jesus Christ was dwelling in them. There was a reconciliation. What the apostles were doing is exactly what Jesus was doing. He had to be in them. Amen.
Amen.
And the first time to see that it was true, it was when John and Peter went up to the temple. Amen.
Amen.
And they saw in the porch of Solomon at the beautiful gate, there was a man.
Papa ina murume.
He was a beggar. Everybody in the city knew him.
They'd
given him money maybe before because he was a beggar. They knew that whenever they come to the gate, they knew the man was there begging for money so that he might be helped. But this particular day was a different day for that man. Amen.
Amen.
It was also a different day for hell.
Amen.
Amen. Because the prophet said, when news went to hell, that the 120 up in the upper room received the Holy Ghost, the devil simply said, oh, is that so? Okay.
All right.
Then he went back to sleep. He wasn't worried much about what happened in the upper room. But when he heard about the works, brother, he ran out of bed. Amen.
Amen.
So Peter and John came up at the porch
and
they see this man. As usual, he stretched his hand again. And Peter said,
Peter and what?
Silver and gold have we none. And the prophet said, for sure, they also didn't have money. Amen. Says, but what I have, give I unto you. So he was wondering, if you don't have money, so what are you going to give me? Says, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Amen.
Amen.
And they helped him out. And all the ankle bones and every other bone got stretched out. And the Bible says, he leaped, he skipped, he jumped, and he was praising God. And there was a lot of commotion. Because that is the place where people come to worship. So there were many people there. They said, who is this? We know this man as a beggar.
And
he's jumping all over the place. And he's praising God. And he's telling everybody else that, you know me. I used to be a beggar there. But I'm well. What happened? And news went to hell. And the devil was there. Says, yeah, we got some news to tell you. One of the demons came up. Especially the ones that were assigned to guard this man. Who were guarding this man who was borrowing money, asking
right.
for money. The ones that were assigned to make sure they hold on the legs, that the legs will never stretch. Is that true? Did you know that when you've got a tummy ache, there's a demon that is holding your tummy like this? You must know that. Because that's what the prophet said. Amen.
Amen.
That sickness is of the devil.
Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've got a backache, you can't even stretch. There's a demon that was assigned from hell to get a hold of your back and squeezing every time. You try to stand up, he squeezes again. You try to turn, he squeezes this side. But when we pray for you, do you know what we're doing? We're telling that devil, get away! Remove your hold from here. Amen. And when the devil recognizes authority, he lets it. And then you can stand. You can run. This is what was happening at the beautiful gate. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So news went to hell. That guy that we were standing with and guarding. Amen. He's walking. He's jumping. There's a lot of noise in Jerusalem today. Because there were some two men that spoke to him about the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The same way Jesus Christ was doing is exactly what these guys are doing. The devil says, what? He was under two in one. So when the news came up, he says, what? Are you sure that this is what is happening? He said, yes, we are sure. And the devil send some guys to Herod.
Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
Herod, do something.
Herod,
you are the one that has got the power.
Do you want to see
political power?
Do you want to see
we had the demon power
here.
So once you have the political power, you look for religious power. Look for the high priest. So that the three of us can join hands. Amen.
Amen.
And fight down that religion. Is this what the prophet said? Three powers are fighting you. Is that right?
Amen.
Demon power, religious power, political power. Fighting you. Amen. So that you can't raise your head again. Praise God.
Amen.
But God, by His grace, there's been a reconciliation between us and God. And in this end time, men and women that have recognized the power that has been given to the church, they're not sitting down and hiding like this. Brother, we stand up and we say, where is that devil? Amen.
Amen.
Where is he? Because we are no longer afraid. Because the devil holds you and comes fear in you and you can't speak again. Is that right? The prophet is the number one problem that the church has today is fear. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you realize that you've got a job to do, you stand up and say, fear, get away. Amen.
Amen.
I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do something for God. Is that right? We pray that this church, the message church, must not have fear at all. Because it is time to work. It is time to demonstrate the power of God again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not waiting for tomorrow. We are not waiting for the church of tomorrow. We are not waiting for generation of tomorrow. We are the generation that have got to do exploits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In our day. Is that true? Exploits. For you. Not for another generation to come. Are we not the last generation that must see the coming of the Lord? Yes, we are. We are the last generation that must have a body change. We must have a rapture. Therefore, these things must work before the rapture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is no promise. Amen.
Amen.
Of a people that will remain here on this earth after the rapture to do exploits. No. It's you. He's waiting on you. Amen.
Amen.
To stand up and shake yourself up and say, I know you're talking about me, and I go to work. Amen.
Amen.
We're looking for people that will never procrastinate and push things for tomorrow. No. We're talking about people that feel the responsibility now.
Amen.
Amen. And to do something for God. Because we've been reconciled with God again. Is that true? He said, time is coming. Amen. When missing limbs will be restored. He says, if he can create a whole squirrel with all limbs and all fair and color, if he can do that, he says, how about a limb that used to be there, but it's no longer there? Amen.
Amen.
So that time is not coming. This is what we believe now. Do we believe it? It's not coming. But the time is now. If only you're convinced that God can do it now. Amen.
Amen.
We want to remove coming and put now. Amen.
Amen.
When you do that, brother, then things are going to work. Do you believe that? Are we the people? Are we the generation? Yes. So we've got to stand knowing that God is ready. Because he's looking for men, women who are ready to be used by God to make sure that things have got to work. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Are we still happy? Yes. So the devil wasn't happy. Amen.
Amen.
That Peter and John
Peter na Joan
were able to repeat what Jesus was doing. And your promise is greater works than this shall you do. Because I go to the Father. When he comes back in the form of the Holy Ghost, he is going to do the same things again. The Father worketh, the Son worketh hitherto. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Son worketh, the church worketh hitherto. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. We give God the praises. We want to be involved. We want to stand up and be counted among them that have got to be working today. Amen.
Amen.
Daniel was looking at them in vision. But today, we're not looking them at
vision
in plain view. Amen. Amen. These are the people that Daniel saw in vision. And they're ready to work. Are we ready, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to blow a whistle. Amen. But the moment you walk out of here, you're working. On the combi, you're working. You get back home, you're working. Tomorrow you go to work, your work. God is always giving an opportunity for you to know that this is my time. This is my day. Amen.
Amen.
So don't you push it one side, because you are the only person that can do it.
He's
depending on you. Amen.
Amen.
To do that in this end time. Do we love that? I want to read Humble Thyself. Amen.
Amen.
And paragraph 94. Now, surely after all these years in the field and around the world,
and
seeing different people, I ought to know a little bit about the gate to enter in at. And if you want to get somewhere with God, never let an arrogant spirit ever come around you. Don't let no malice come in. No matter what anybody, what is that word?
Does.
Can you say does?
It
doesn't matter what anybody does. Is that right?
Amen.
If they are wrong, don't you never build up a complex against that person. See? You be sweet and kind. That's your job. Is it possible for you to be sweet? Yes. It's sweet. Is it possible for you to be kind? You got the virtue. Because he cannot ask you to do what you don't, what you can do. You are able to do it. Sweet. Kind. Is that right?
Amen.
You can do that. Remember, God loved you when you were in sin. And if the Spirit of God is in you, you love the other person when he is in the wrong. Is that right? Yes. See, just pray for them and love one another. Above everything, love God and love one another. Amen. That's the conclusion of the whole law that Moses gave. Love God. Love your people. Is that right?
Amen.
You must love God with all that's within you. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Then, love your neighbor. Is that right? Above everything, love God and love one another. And be humble with God and around one another. And God will bless you. It's hard telling what he will do. Amen.
Amen.
It's difficult. But usually when the church begins to get in numbers and to getting a little bigger or something like that, then they get away from that real thing. The real thing. I want you to watch this, brethren. If you were growing or staying in a place alone, it's very easy to live a Christian life when you are staying alone. Alone. It's very easy to live a Christian life because you're bothering nobody and nobody's bothering you. You're all alone. Amen.
Amen.
But God didn't make us to live in a bottle. But for you to be a real Christian, you must live among others. Amen.
Amen.
It's not everybody who is smooth. Some are crude. Some have got crude language. Some have nothing good to say about you. But despite all that, be a Christian. This is the whole idea. And the prophet says it doesn't matter what they do. Is that right?
Amen.
What must you do? Be sweet. Be kind. How can you be sweet? Speak good. Is that right? Don't have wrong comments about people. If they want you to greet, you greet them. Is that right? Do the best you can to be a Christian. Be kind. One to another. Especially to the one that does wrong to you. Is that good? The one that does wrong to you. Try to be kind to them. Amen.
Amen.
She's ironing your shirt, and she burns it right at the whole back. And she tried to remove the iron, and it tears off. And that was your best. You bought it in Dubai. You look at your shirt. You even remember the shop you went to buy. You even remember the bargaining that you were doing because you loved it so much. But right now, it's burnt and torn. It doesn't matter what she does to you. Be sweet. Be kind. Amen.
Amen.
Just embrace and say, I understand. I understand. These gadgets are made by men. They can get hot at any time. Amen.
Amen.
What have you done?
Waite.
You have overcome the devil.
Wakunda Satan.
Is it possible?
Zino kwanisika here.
Yes.
Wongu.
It's possible.
Zino kwanisika.
Can you try to do that? Please don't give a fivefold. No.
Ayo.
It's possible. It happens. Because tomorrow it's you. It's going to happen to you. Do you think she's also able to give you fivefold? You're going to explain. No, it happens, so. Especially we brothers, we are the head of the house. A lot of things happen. All right? But you must overcome. It doesn't matter what he has done. It doesn't matter what she has done. Amen. It's not only for husband and wife. It's for friends. Is that right? It's for relatives. It's also for unbelievers. Is that right? It's for your deacons and your officers in church. We are all people. Is that true? We all make mistakes. Amen.
Amen.
So apply it anytime to anybody. And God is going to love you. God is going to bless you. We're expecting a lot of things to happen to you from somebody, and it doesn't happen. What are you going to do? You see, you must just be sweet and kind. And he said, you must never allow malice to come to you. Is that right?
Amen.
Don't you allow any other spirit to come and land on you, because you are able to reject it. Is that true? Because the prophet said, you cannot forbid a bird from flying over your head. How can you do it? And you are standing there. Even crows will be coming crowing. And they are going their way. You cannot say, hey, stop. No. There's no road up there. So you cannot put giveaway. So let them fly. They go wherever they want. Is that right?
Amen.
But you've got the power to stop it. from landing on your head. Is that right?
Amen.
Because once you allow it to land on your head, the next thing sticks. Is that right? Because you're just sitting there. Oh, what can I do? The birds have just decided to come. They failed the spirit of Noah. So they're just coming to lay a nest. Not only a nest, eggs hatch. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes. You cannot stop any thoughts to fly over you. I mean, if you're a person, you're always thinking. You're always thinking. Is that right? But don't you ever allow that thought to come and land on you and settle on you. Is that right?
Amen.
We can think about anything. I can think about any brother. I can think about any sister. I can think about cars moving out there. I mean, let them go. Let
the thoughts go.
But when you begin to think about somebody, on and on, the whole day you're thinking about that person, and now you are beginning to imagine this, and now that's where you're getting wrong. Flush it out. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can be a good Christian. This is it. He says, I've been through many places. I've gone through, but I now know. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to go somewhere with God, don't you ever allow an arrogant spirit,
amen,
amen, to come around you. Now you see, these things happen when situations are not right. Because everybody can be a Christian when all is well. But when it is rough, now that is the time when you have got to show that you are a believer or not. Oh, may God help us. We want to show that we are believers. Amen.
Amen.
So, this is where reconciliation is needed. When you find you've done wrong or said wrong, sit down with your brother. Sit down with your wife. Fix it up and reconcile. Is that right? We are not born angels. No, no.
Kwete.
We are born human beings. Shaped in iniquity. Came in this world speaking lies. And you know, a lie is so close to man. Because that is very easy for you to wiggle out when somebody puts you in a corner. That's how we were shaped. But we must overcome that. Is that right?
Amen.
The text case was so hard on the prophet until he had to wiggle out by a lie. Tell them I'm not here. It was too much. Amen.
Amen.
But he realized I wouldn't even be able to pray for that one. Amen.
Amen.
Before I fix this one. Can you try to think of how many lies you have made? Even this morning. Do you want to fix that up? Amen. Mm. Be a man of God and fix it up. Amen.
Amen.
Be a woman of God and fix that up. Amen.
Amen.
Because you must be right with God all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Reconciliation. Coming back again to in union and fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
God loves that so that we can have fellowship one with another. He has had reconciliation with us so that we might have fellowship with him. But now he wants us among one another. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can have fellowship. I believe that is possible. God can help us. Amen.
Amen.
I've got this other portion I'm going to read. This one is a bit lengthy. But because I would like you to know what is happening. Why we are not a denomination. Amen.
Amen.
On paragraph 195.
Paragraph 195.
From there, we want you to notice what is happening. Now, we can tell you why we take communion. Tell you why we take feet washing. Why we don't let the members take it if we know they are in sin. And that's why this last 2 or 3 weeks I've been going through one member to the other one. Amen. Where you've been having your little fusses around too. Going around. One wound speak to the other. Pass one another on the road. And turn your head.
Moto tende ukamuchitaisa kuside.
Shame on you, he said.
Munonyadzisa ndosvutaura nomuprofita.
Who took the blessed cup of God across this altar here and call your brothers and sisters and then get on the telephone and
gag
off about one another. You are not fit to be called Christians. Amen.
Amen.
When you are that way. Hey, brother, do you hear? The prophet was busy making sure he visits the different brethren just to make sure he has these brethren fixed up. Sometimes, brother, when things are so hard, you are walking down the road and you see one sister coming from that side and your sister is coming from church. You almost want to go under the bridge so that you don't see that other one. On the street like this, you're walking and you see this other brother. You make a turn and go like this and run through the sanitary line and go this other side. People don't want to meet one another. That's what sin does. They don't even want to shake hands one with another. That's very bad. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody must be free to shake hands with another. It doesn't matter how many years your credit has been. At least you must be able to shake their hands and say, God bless you. Is that true? The reason why you don't want to meet them is because you know you haven't paid. But why must you do that? They still want to know why you haven't paid. You meet them, shake hands, even embrace, and say, you know what, brother, I still know I owe you. I'm just praying that the Lord will help me on such a day. If possible, I want to pay. But some people willfully forget and pretend like there's no credit. And they'll be checking your eyes all the time to check whether you still remember that or not. If they're sure, you look like you're forgotten, then they're free. Because you're forgotten. He might forget, but God does not forget. Amen?
Amen.
That you are a very bad man. You borrow and you don't return. Amen?
Amen.
That's what bad people do. They borrow and they don't bring back. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet is saying, both you come down and partake of communion and feet washing, but after that, you listen to the language on the phone. It's not right. You want to curse people and do everything else. But you say you are a Christian.
What
kind of language is coming out of your mouth? Christians don't have foul language coming out. No. Christians have got sweet language. Even if they're under pressure, their language is sweet. Because Paul told them, rejoice always. Hard times, good times, you must rejoice all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Look here, if you had five enemies, suppose you had five enemies. Please, let's come on a countdown. Visit this number five. And have reconciliation. Talk it over. Then once you finish with this one, you pray. How many left?
Do the countdown.
Four. Maybe the last one is your husband or your wife. But still you must have a reconciliation. Is that true?
Amen.
Check. And you must just try to remember. Who are you at odds with? Fix it up. Because what kind of prayer are you making when you are at odds with a brother? You don't even have confidence in your prayer. Do you think God is going to answer that? When you are not even confident. But the Bible says if you are confident in your prayer and you know that God is hearing my prayer, you're going to have it. Is that true?
Amen.
Yeah. So try to live a life without an enemy. Try to live a life without a grudge with anybody. Brother, not with your wife, please. Sister, clear that out. What kind of rupture are you looking for? What kind of change of a body are you looking for? When you still have a grudge and that grudge is so old until it is gray. Grudge has grown horns. And the horns are peeling off. Can you do that? Why would you do that? And you call yourself a message believer. And you even want to go and preach and testify. And you got a grudge. You cannot do that if you are going in the rapture. Brother, you can't live another day with that grudge with your brother. You want to go and fix it up? Amen.
Amen.
Nothing short of perfect love will make it. And the prophet says there is no language, there's no word in the English dictionary that can describe how good that place is. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, whatever you can do, don't you ever miss to be in that place. Amen.
Amen.
And a little grudge of 5 cents.
5 cents.
5 cents.
5 cents, chayu.
Ah, brother.
Ama.
Brother.
Ama.
It doesn't matter how difficult it is. Even if you think he's going to beat me up. Isn't it better for you to be beaten up? And go into heaven? Isn't that better? I think it's better. Even if they're going to put it on their group. WhatsApp group. Put the picture first. And then there's a write up at the bottom. This man or this woman, I want you to meet this person. And everybody must tell him you are such a bad man. If you can't spit, but tell him at least you are a very bad man. Brother, it doesn't matter. Even if all the groups know how bad you are. Hey, brother. It's better. But you can fix it. And they can read about you. They can say anything about you. But the thing is, you have done it. Do whatever you want. But me, I have fixed you too. I've shaken hands with you. God bless you, my brother. If you want to broadcast, it's up to you. Zviri sei?
How is it aba?
Zviri right and it?
It's okay.
Yes.
Yes.
We got to fix up.
Fana kugadzirisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you clean your face this morning?
Mageza kumeso here mangwana nana.
I didn't want to ask about bath, but
singadobvunza pamusoro pekugeza.
Just your face, all right? Did you wash your face this morning?
Mageza chiso here mangwana nana.
Why?
Say mageza.
Because you know what happens when you are sleeping. Lots of stuff can run on your around your mouth and maybe your eyes will be so full of stuff. Meta. The prophet calls it meta. Amen. So you wash your face because you want to be presentable. Before men. You want to be presentable before men. How about before God? Can't you wash on the inside? It's better for you to be presentable before God than to be presentable before men. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, let's try to do that. This is why we go to church. So that we can compare our lives with His word. So that you can repent. Brother, do you know that in church, nobody is going to ask you if you cry in church? Is anybody that asks? I saw you were crying too much. What is your problem? What is it?
Chief.
Nobody will ever ask you. No, nobody will ask you. But at your house and on the road, police can even stop you. Tell me what is happening. But in church, brother, this is the place where you can express whatever is happening in you. If you want to scream, nobody is going to hold you. Yeah? Yeah. If you want to cry, if you want to ululate, if you want to whistle, in here, brothers, where all the noise is accepted, express what's happening in you. Amen.
Amen.
Even if while we're praying, I mean, as soon as the service is finished, you go and get a hold of this brother. Brother, I've been looking for you. I want to talk to you. Do you remember? Such a year. You know, I stepped on your toes. I said this, I said this. Brother, after the message is preached, I feel so bad. I want to fix it up. Brother, please forgive me of what I did, this, that, and the other. Is that right? Do you think the brother says, I was looking for you, and he gets you by the collar, and the second one, he will not do that. He will be only very glad to know that there is a brother who wants to fix up. Amen.
Amen.
Are we able to do that?
Tinokwanisa here kuzviita.
Way up in the balcony.
Kumusoro kubalkoni.
Are we able to do that?
Tinokwanisa here kuzviita.
Yes.
Hongu.
It's possible.
Tinokwanisika.
Amen.
Amen.
To make your life right with God.
Kugadzirisa upenyu hwako naMwari.
That's the number one thing.
Ndochinhu chekutanga.
That we desire in this life.
Shuwira muupenyu huno.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet says, you keep off them telephones.
Profita ndi bvai pamafona.
If you can't talk good about somebody, don't you talk at all. Isn't that a wonderful advice? If you don't have anything good to say about anybody, shut up. Remember, God is going to hold you responsible. As long as that kind of spirit in you. You know, you're not right with God. And if you don't feel, right, talk to God and fix it up. Amen.
Amen.
Brother with brother.
Ama ku ama.
Is that right?
Amen.
Sister to sister.
Anjwadzi kune imwe, anjwadzi.
Family to family.
Muri kumuri.
We want to make sure we fix it up. Because we want to be right with God. Amen.
Amen.
So old timers. Young timers, we're talking about the same. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody goes on pension in the message. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have senior citizens.
Atina,
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes on the queues, senior citizens are given a free pass. Senior citizen. But in the message, we don't have that queue. Amen.
Amen.
Because God does not have grandchildren. He has got sons and daughters. Amen.
Amen.
So the gospel is for old and young citizens. Praise God.
Amen.
Are we still happy?
Tupare.
Look at this story. If a man is in the wrong, go to him and be reconciled. Amen.
Amen.
If you can't be reconciled, take somebody with you. No wonder God can discipline his church. Because you are not doing it right. Instead of getting on the telephone, on the phone and talk about this one, and what taken place, and little cults and so forth, round like that, instead of doing that, why? Don't you do what the Bible says? If some brother has been overtaken in a fault. Look, the prophet is using the word overtaken. Is that right? In a fault, go to him and see if you can get reconciled with him. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he did me. I don't care what he did. Go to him anyhow. If he didn't say for him to come to you, No, it's you that goes to you. Amen.
Amen.
Because some people, they want to sit there and say, he must come. He must come and kneel down here and say, brother, I'm sorry.
You are the one who are supposed to go.
Is that right? Oh, he did me this, he did me this. I don't care what he did. Go to him anyhow. Because it's you that knows that there must be a reconciliation. Maybe that one doesn't care. Is that right? But if it is you that knows there must be a reconciliation, it's you that must go. Amen. He didn't say for him to come to you. You go to him if he's wrong.
He said,
well, he was in the wrong. He ought to come. You ought to come to me. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said for you to go to him. If he is in the wrong, you go to him. And then, if he won't listen to you, then take somebody with you as a witness. And then, if he won't, see that witness, then say, now, we'll take your pastor. Then you tell him, say, I'm going to tell you to the church, and in 30 days from now, if you brethren haven't made that up, this brother will be willing to be reconciled. And you won't do it. And if you won't make that up within 30 days, then what's going to happen? You are no more one of us. Is that right? The Bible said, if he won't hear the church, then let him be as a unto you as a heathen and a publican. You see, as long as a brother is under that protection of the church, the blood of Jesus
Christ
is protecting him.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason we don't get the church rolling on the way it does.
This
is the doctrine of the Branham Tabernacle. Here, if you will do it, you get here and say, for instance, two men, say Leo and I, well, you have to, and I say, well, you know, he wronged me. That won't make any difference. I'm supposed to go to him. Amen. Amen. He's a member of this church. And he has become a Christian. He takes communion here at the rail with me. And we've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Walked upright as brothers before each other. Then something happens. Is that right?
Amen.
It ain't the man.
90%
of the time is the devil.
That
God between the people.
It ain't
the people.
It's
the devil. And as long as you let the devil doing that, you are harming your brother. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
So many times, we don't want to uncover the devil who will be attacking both you and your friends. As long as we don't uncover him, the devil has a lot of freedom to continue working again in your lives. Amen.
Amen.
Well, something wrong with Leo and I. Let's go make it up. And if you see there's something, it's your duty to come to us. Amen.
Amen.
And say, both of you boys, come here and get together. We are going to straighten this up. Amen.
Amen.
Now, then, if it comes to there, and they come to find out then, here we are. I say, well, first thing, if we can't agree, then you come to the church like that. Amen.
Amen.
And then, if as long as you don't do nothing about it, though, the blood of Jesus Christ protects us both. But then, that old cancer will start another cancer. And that cancer will start another cancer. And the whole thing will be sick all over the whole church. And then you get a place, you come into church, and just as cold, you have to have the janitor come break the icicles out before the congregation can get in. Now, you know that's right. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody sit around, and just don't say nothing. We used to be so spiritual. Well, what happened? You did run well. What was the matter? Your sin separated you. God will hold you responsible for it. Brethren,
now
straighten this thing up. Amen.
Amen.
Because just two people, or even one in the church, is going to affect the whole church. You know the story of Achan? One man. He hid the golden wage under his tent and Babylonian garment. One man affected the whole camp. People died because of the sin of one man. So, do you see, we've got to be responsible over the children of God by living right. Wherever you are, wherever you go, you are our ambassador. We are depending on you. Because the good life you are living out there is what is protecting us. But the moment you begin to live wrong, then we are up in the open. The devil can hit us at any time. Amen.
Amen.
So, you be responsible and keep your brother. Be your brother's keeper. Amen.
Amen.
By living right. Brother, you are busy fighting your wife. It's affecting us here. Is that right?
Amen.
Sister, you are shouting at your husband. It's affecting the church. Have you ever thought about
that?
Sister, you are beating your children from backhanded everywhere else. You think they are just working on you, on your emotions. But before you start beating, remember, you've got a body of Christ to take care of. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hong.
It's you. We are depending on. Is that right?
Amen.
For the progress of the church. Amen.
Amen.
So may we live right before Almighty God and before one another. Amen.
Amen.
We are depending on you. Nothing has been wrong with me. Nothing wrong with Leo. It's the devil. God between us. Expose the devil. That's right. Get the thing straightened up. Amen. Go to him. Then if you won't listen, or I won't listen, whichever way it is, then tell it to the church. If he won't come to be reconciled to the church in 30 days, then he is brought from under the protection of Jesus. We lose him. That's exactly right. Then watch what takes place. Let God do the discipline then. You got your hands off. Amen. You done the best you could. Then let God have him for a little bit. He will turn him over to the devil. Amen. And he will come then. If he don't, his life is just a short span. Amen.
Amen.
You remember the story Brother Branham gave about this other preacher? He just got into a freak and he decided to drink. He was a servant of God and he was a preacher. Then somehow I felt, let me just drink. Let me forget about it. And he bought a whole lot of beer into the hotel room where he was and he started drinking. And the prophet said, within no time, that man was gone. Is that right?
Amen.
Because if you don't want to listen to him, and God loves you, he will shorten your life so that you will have you before you go into wrong things. You know God can do that? Amen.
Amen.
So, he can work on you. You allow the devil to work on you until you get to think right. Is that right?
Amen.
Then you go reconcile. This is the whole idea. Amen.
Amen.
And the devil will make some slip so that they will say, I was not there. You remember in the Bible where there was a brother that wouldn't get right with God. Amen. How many remember the case? He lived with his foster mother. And they couldn't get him straightened out. Paul said, turn him over to the devil for the destruction. You find out in 2 Corinthians.
You
get straightened out. Look at the story he gives after this. I got a brother, a good friend. I like here to call his name. He's a preacher brother. And this preacher brother, his name is Brother Rasmussen. Many of you ministers sitting here tonight, his name is on your papers. Is that interdenominational out of Chicago? And look, he had a boy, a minister. And he went out and married a Catholic girl. Started off like that. And he was going to do this, that, and the other. And what all, got in some trouble. And his daddy went to him. And says, now look, son, you're going to be reconciled to daddy. Amen.
Amen.
He called their church a bunch of holy rollers. His daddy. He said, now look, are you going to straighten this thing up with the church? Alright. Went and got one of the deacons. And went down to his house and said, Wesley, I want to talk to you. Amen.
Amen.
Are you going to straighten this thing with the church? And give him a short two answer like that. Says, remember, Wesley, I am the pastor of the church. I'm your daddy. But I'm going to do what God says so. What God says do. I'm giving you 30 days to make that right with that church, or will excommunicate you. Amen. From the presence of God. You are my son. That's my Savior. Said, I love you. You know I love you.
Wesley,
I'll die right now for you. But you got to come straight with God's will. He says, I am the pastor. I'm the shepherd of that flock. And if you are my child, or whoever you are, you've got to line up with God's word. If you don't do it, then I'm not fit to be his shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, boy, that's a pastor. That's a man. Don't you think so? That's a man. He told his boy that. It hurts him. He says, but said, who you going to hurt? The man, or you hurt the Savior? So he says, then he went on. And he said, he wouldn't do it.
But
I told the church and said, my own son was. He refuses to hear me in this matter. He refuses to hear the deacon. You are a witness of this. Brother so and so. Yes, I am. All right. At 8 o'clock next Sunday, 4 weeks from now.
All right. 8 o'clock, four.
If he hasn't made that right with this church, we turn Wesley, my son, over to the devil for the destruction of his flesh.
His,
this blood and the blood of Jesus Christ and this church protect him no longer. Amen.
Amen.
And that night came, stood on the pulpit, said, he's got 2 more minutes. And the time came, he said, now, as my son Wesley Rasmussen said to this congregation and to you, Almighty God, we've done all that we can do according to your words and instruction of your son, our Savior, has left us. We now, I turn my boy and this church with me over to the devil for the destruction of his flesh, that his soul will be saved. That's all was said. Nothing went on for a week or two, maybe a month or two. Amen.
Amen.
One night, old Wesley took sick. And when he got sick, he kept getting sicker. And he called the doctor. And the doctor came up and examined him. He had a fever of 105. Degrees Fahrenheit, right? Couldn't find no reason for it. He just kept getting sicker. Doctor said, boy, I don't know what happened to you. He didn't know what to do. He said, we'll call a specialist. They called a specialist. And the specialist came in there. They took him in over to the hospital. Examined him. And everything else, he said, I just can't tell you. The boy is just looking deathly. His wife standing there, crying, and everything like that. And the children standing around the bed, and everyone like that. He said, he's going, that's all. Said, his pulse and respiration is just going down all the time. But he knows the reason. He says, call daddy. He knew that is the way to do it. He said, oh yes, that's the way to do it. That's it. Call daddy. And his daddy ran out there to the hospital real quick to see him. Amen.
Amen.
He said, daddy, I can't now. But God hears my word. I will make everything right. I will make it right. Yes, I will. Yes, sir. Brother, right then, his respiration began to come back normal again. Amen.
Amen.
And the following Sunday, he was up before the church. He said, I have sinned before God in the presence of this church. I refuse to hear the pastor's word. I refuse to hear the deacon here and say, I'm asking this church to forgive me for the evil that I have done. Like that, said, God has spared my life. I tell you, he lined up right. That's what is got to be. See, you, if you just do it God's way.
Amen.
That's the way. And no two other ways. Amen.
Amen.
So, each and every one of us has got a role to play in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you are, you might be far away from us.
We
would like you to know that you are representing us. Amen.
Amen.
Achan did not go to war. He remained in the tent comfortable. But Joshua took his men to go and fight in Ai. He had confidence that they're going to win the battle. Why? Because there was a promise back there. Wherever the sole of a foot gets onto, you already possess the place. So what are the confidence do you want? So Joshua didn't even have to take a whole big army. Because of the promise, he just went ahead. Is that right?
Amen.
But to his amazement, the battle was against him. Is that right?
Amen.
And 36 people died. 36 people died. And he says, no, it can't be. This is not the promise that I got. Is that right?
Amen.
He got back and he called for a halt among the people. Something happened. It's not supposed to be like that. Why?
Say.
He's looking at what is happening and the promise that God gave. Amen.
Amen.
He says, let's take a halt. We want to know what has happened. Is that right?
Amen.
And of course, it could go to Achan. And Achan, with the wage of gold and the Babylonian garment, after the destruction of Jericho, that's what he took. Is that right?
Amen.
So it doesn't work. He got killed with his family. Is that right?
Amen.
God stayed away that sin from Israel. One man. Amen.
Amen.
So, we have got to feel the responsibility of the church of God by our behavior so that we can be reconciled. You don't have to wait for somebody to come to you to say, what are you doing? No, no. You have got to own up. Because it's your life and you know that you are living for God. Amen.
Amen.
So, fix up at home with your husband before you come up here with your staff. Fix up with your friend before you come over. Amen.
Amen.
Because all those spirits are going to affect somebody else. Do you see the responsibility? And how much we got to be reconciled with God. Amen.
Amen.
It's your responsibility. You must know what you got to be doing. Amen.
Amen.
You know what you're doing in your own life where everybody else is not there.
We're
not there with you at school, at
work,
and wherever. But wherever you are, you must know you've got a responsibility. Amen.
Amen.
To save the church of God from all these other spirits that can affect each and every one of us. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen. Oh, his passion and purity.